Shoppers tighten the reins. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Retail sales stalling in September as rising prices for food and housing eat away at the money available for other things.
August was revised up a little, but I think the takeaway is this inflationary environment may finally be getting to the American consumer.
Fox Business's Connell McShane. New banking reports raising more concern, with the head of J.P. Morgan Chase warning of significant headwinds and creating a buffer.
Setting aside $1.5 billion for loans that might go bad, the street was looking for 1.2. So this is a higher number than expected on these provisions for credit losses. And it, you know, the other banks were in a similar state in terms of what they did. And that will tell you that they're getting ready for something, that they may be prepping for a recession.
The retail sales reading after yesterday's report on continued high inflation adds up to a sell-off on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow's down 246, back under 30K. European nations are set to respond to Russia's recent troop mobilization with joint training.
The European Union is set to announce plans next week to train roughly 15,000 Ukrainian troops in other countries, possibly Poland and Germany, according to an Associated Press report. This would also mean additional funding, an estimated 500 million euros from a fund that reimburses member countries that contribute weapons and ammunition to Ukraine. This training plan had been discussed over the summer, and the apparent plan is to get it up and running by mid-November. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin now says he thinks a partial mobilization of 300,000 reserve troops he called up will be complete in 2 weeks. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Biden says he grieves with North Carolina after a mass shooting that left five dead around Raleigh yesterday. The suspect, a 15-year-old boy, is in critical condition. Just getting word, actor Robbie Coltrane has died, best known as Hagrid from Harry Potter. He was 72. America's listening to
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Fox News. More than 2 weeks later, we're still finding out just how devastating Hurricane Ian was when it slammed into southwest Florida.
The National Weather Service now says Hurricane Ian caused a storm surge from the Gulf of Mexico into the Fort Myers area as high as 15 feet. It is evidenced by the hundreds of commercial fishing boats left in piles.
The infrastructure of our fisheries gone.
Casey Streeters owns Island Seafood Market.
We've got our shrimp fleet, which is absolutely decimated. That's about a $200 million loss.
Shrimping and grouper fishing is a multi-million dollar business in the Fort Myers area, one of its key economic sectors. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Recovery crews are still searching vehicles and boats that were submerged. The longest-serving U.S. senator hospitalized overnight for observation. His office says Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy was feeling unwell and went to the hospital as a precaution, his doctor recommending tests. The 82-year-old was first elected when Gerald Ford was president and is not seeking re-election. Kids hoping to go to college could be facing a tougher time, and not just because of the cost.
College acceptance rates at some top-tier schools are tightening up as more kids apply to the same highly ranked institutions, and many who paused during the pandemic are resuming their educations. According to The Hill, some public schools are now seeing rates once associated with the Ivy Leagues, which have also slashed admissions numbers. For every 100 applicants, Harvard let in about 3 students for its newest class, the lowest rate in the school's history, according to the university student paper, The Crimson.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A record low 19% of applicants getting into the University of Virginia, and it's just under 17% for the University of North Carolina, which a decade ago had admission rates of more than 60%. Recapping Wall Street, the Dow down 248, the S&P down more than 1%, the NASDAQ more than 2%, oil's down to nearly $86 a barrel. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.